Jew.
What's happening?
This is off the album. We used to laugh. We used to cry. We used to bow our heads then, wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on and make the best of what you've left to me. Left to me, left to me. I need you like the flower needs the rain, you know. I need you. Yes, I'll start it all again, you know. I need you like the winter needs the spring, you know. I need you. I need you. And every day I'd laugh the hours away, just knowing you were thinking of me. And then it came that I was put to blame for every story told about me. About me, about me. I need you like the flower needs the rain, you know. I need you. Guess I'll start it all again, you know. I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the winter needs the spring, you know. I need you. Guess I'll start it all again, you know. I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain, you know. I need you. Guess I'll start it all again, you know. I need you. I need you. I need you. Thank you.
Hot summer night, sense of jasmine in the air.
How you doing, everybody? This is Bobby Ingram from the group Molly Hatchet, and you're listening to my good friend EJL on WRCT 88.3 FM. And remember, during these difficult times, everybody wash your hands, wash your face, and turn the new Battleground album up to 20. Hell yeah!
Friday night, let the games begin. Wow. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and coming from one of my favorite albums from Prism. That was one of their biggest hits in the States. That was Don't Let Him Know. And you know, talking about Prism, on the phone with us tonight, we've got a voice that everyone here in Pittsburgh knows, talking about Al Harlow. Al, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, Eric. How are you over there?
We're doing terrific. So, my friend, number one most requested song of 2022 from your new solo album, My Mind is Running Away with You. Pretty cool, brother.
Well, I can't thank you enough. Thank you, Pittsburgh. Thank you, everybody there. And my mind is blown away by that fact. we're very thrilled over here in our camp that you guys have made it number one. I'm honored and flattered, and what can I say? It just blows me away. It's fantastic.
So where are you listening in from tonight?
Well, I'm listening to your show, Eric, and I know you're doing a tribute to Jeff Beck and millions of us all around the world. When we got the news, I mean, we wept tears. I mean, some people are saying he was one of the greatest guitar players in the world. I've always said he is the number one. There's Jeff Beck, and then there's everybody else. And so if I could humbly make a request for a Jeff Beck track, and it's all in the title, Because We've Ended as Lovers. Could you play that for everybody out there?
Oh, from one of his greatest albums of the 70s. Absolutely. You got it.
Well, thank you, Eric. And I know we're all thinking of Jeff Beck tonight, and now we get to hear some fantastic music. Thanks so much.
Al, thank you for calling in. Al Harlow from Prism. And Jeff Beck right here in WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Thank you.
Well, there's only one day left until tomorrow. That's the day you go walking right out of my life for good. Wearing something old, baby, something new. Something borrowed, honey, I'll be blue. I've only got one day left until tomorrow.
Until forever. till tomorrow. That's the day you go walking right out of my life for good. Wearing something old, maybe something new. Something borrowed, honey, I'll be blue. I've only got one day left until tomorrow. Yeah, I've only got one day left until tomorrow.
In WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session. And my friends, this hour of tonight's show is brought to you by SPAC Brothers Pizza, who joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings. While specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers is committed to safety during these tough times by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. So you can learn more about online ordering at www.spacbrothers.com. And you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. 412-362-SPACBrothers.com. SPAC Brothers Pizza, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, for Courts in Session, for any of the great shows here at the station, well, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So, big shout out to Al Harlow calling in from British Columbia tonight. Big Jeff Beck fan, you heard his request, 'cause we've ended as lovers. After that, Beatles, the Revolver album has been recently reissued with bonus tracks, bonus Beatles tracks. And that's pretty cool. And you heard Take One of the song Tomorrow Never Knows. Of course, by the time it hit the actual regular album, sounded much different, but that was their first take of that song in the studio. Very, very cool. So this next song is coming from my favorite Jeff Beck album. Little story to go with it. Only got to see Jeff Beck live once in 1990 when he came to Pittsburgh supporting Stevie Ray Vaughan on Stevie's biggest album, In Step. And Jeff was coming off a release of his own called Jeff Beck's Guitar Shop with Tony Hymas and Terry Bozzio. And of course, many of you know Terry Bozzio as being one of Frank Zappa's drummers and as well as the band he had great success with in the early 80s, the pop band Missing Persons with his wife Dale. Remember, Dale was topless but for electrical tape? Well, Jeff's album was an experimental album with a lot of computer sounds, very, very different. And when he took the stage, and I was excited, I was a young EJL, man, talk about looking like a rock star, standing up on stage with nothing but a white t-shirt with the
the sleeves rolled up a little bit up on his shoulders and playing that Stratocaster. And I was blown away. Terrific night. Jeff Beck, Stevie Ray Vaughan. What an amazing show. But that was 1990, and 1990, vinyl was in its death throw, and I wasn't buying vinyl. I actually bought the new Jeff Beck back at the time on cassette. So a number of years later, I was trying to find it on vinyl, and I couldn't find it anywhere, because back in 1990, all the record labels had done all they could to convince the consumers to not buy records and to switch over to CDs, which, in my opinion, they probably had a greater profit margin. So what they were doing, if you were a vinyl fan in the late 80s, early 90s, things that were being pressed on vinyl, if they were being pressed at all, were on very limited production, and they took all the money they could to make those albums as cheap as possible, just trying to get the consumer to go to CDs. So the album covers were super flimsy. The vinyl records themselves were super flimsy. Still sounded great, but you were getting a less better quality product. And me, like many people, switched to CDs. Well, after decades, I finally found the album on vinyl when I went to a presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. a number of years ago. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be proud to be an American and you want to have an amazing patriotic experience, get yourself to an inauguration. Doesn't matter what party you're in or if you're affiliated with any party, just an amazing experience. Well, I stepped into this little bookstore, this little dusty bookstore in Washington, D.C., and was thumbing through, and there was a little box of records, and wouldn't you know it, there was that Jeff Beck album. And they didn't want $100 for it. They didn't want $75 for it. They wanted $5 for it. I snatched that thing up, and I'm going to play it next. This was the opening track. It's different, and it's way cool. This is Jeff Beck with Guitar Shop.
Performance. Groove 2. Killer cabs. You're a strat cat. Patch in. Dangerous distortion. Serious sustain. Slinky. Super slinky. Boomers. Double ball ends. It'll phase. It'll flange. It'll fuzz. It's fast. It's flexible. Just feel those frets. A simulated comb filter for stereoizing a mono source. It's got a scaled-down strat-style body with the feel of a Les Paul. Deep cutaways, no pickguard, and a couple of humbuckers. Full shred. Stiff neck, brass nut, and an ebony fingerboard. Balls deluxe.
jump into your fire. A look in your eye, a dream passing by in the sky.
Yeah! got drunk last night and the night before. If I get me some more wine, gonna get drunk some more, yeah. Cause I'm rolling, rolling, I've been rolling all night long. I said all night long.
Yeah.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org, and you just heard one of my favorite Southern rock tunes from the Henry Paul Band. That, of course, was a Gray Ghost going back to 1979. On those lead guitar riffs, you heard the great Billy Crane, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We've got Billy on the phone with us tonight. Hey, BC, how are you doing?
Hey, Eric, man, I'm doing great. In fact, I'm listening to your show online tonight.
Oh, that's so great. So what do you know?
Well, you know, my brother and I, my brother Tommy Crane, who's a big part of the Charlie Daniels Band, who's gone to heaven now, but we were huge Jeff Beck fans. Way back, well, all our lives, but back in the 71 and 72 and 73, we had this band called Flat Creek Band, and I can't remember which year it was, but Beckola came out, and we just went crazy over it. I mean, we wore that record out, man. It's probably still in Tommy's collection somewhere, but we were just big fans of Jeff Beck, and as a matter of fact, we used to play Going Down in our set. And that's probably my favorite Jeff Beck tune. But, man, what a great guitar player and what a great mentor, Tommy and I.
Well, what a high compliment coming from a great guitar player. Well, Billy, let's do it. Why don't we play that? Shall we play Going Down?
Yes, sir.
You just heard Billy Crane from the Outlaws making a request for some great Jeff Beck right here on WRCT 88.3 FM.